Delighted to say I'm joined now by Saracens Director of Rugby, Mark McCall. Mark, of course, it's almost an annual fixture for Saracens to be here at the Aviva Premiership Final, but of course the aim to go one better than last year's dramatic final.
Of course it is. It was an agonising way to lose last season. I'm very proud of the fact that 12 months on, we're back here and giving ourselves another chance.
Extraordinary way you did it as well, going to Franklin's Gardens, taking on the champions and beating them convincingly.
Well, I'm not sure about convincingly, but it was a good performance last week, and all the way through the season we've produced from time to time some really good performances, and we're going to need one of those today.
It has been those sorts of seasons, Mark, where there has been a few ups and downs. It's been a bit unlike Saracens maybe to have a couple of downs in amongst the many ups, but there's been that sense since the Wembley game in particular where you've really been peaking at the right time.
Yeah, no, listen, if you look back at the season, we've had a couple of little mini slumps at various times, but we fought back well from those setbacks. And for the most part, it's been a really positive season for the club, winning the A-League, winning the LV Cup, getting through to the Champions Cup semi-final, and now finding ourselves here today at Twickenham. And clearly, we'd love to finish this very positive season with some silverware.
And you're on the fringe of doing something that very few clubs in the history of the game have ever done. And I think no side in the Premiership era has ever done, and that's doing the double, the League and the Cup.
Oh, again, that hasn't entered our thinking really, but you know, last year it was a very painful way to lose the game. We're here 12 months on, giving ourselves another shot at it. We're playing against a really good team. It should be a fantastic match, and we're looking forward to it.
And obviously, just two names. I know you always talk about the team ethic, Mark, but there are two names that stand out on the team sheet for me today. Mariu Itoje, who's had a sensational back end to this season, and Jamie George, who of course got called up into the World Cup squad yesterday.
I just think one of the highlights of the season from my point of view is the emergence of certain players, not just a young player like Mauro, who's come through quickly. Nick Tompkins has done the same with about 10 Premiership appearances this year, but also Jimmy George and George Crewe now forcing their way into England recognition. And these are all players who've come through our academy, and our academy's one of the outstanding academies around the country. If you look through our 23-man squad, it's stacked full of people who have been growing in-house. We're very proud of that, and we're very proud of what they've accomplished during the course of the season.
And just finally, Mark, the squad looked really relaxed going out there onto the pitch, and they're a side that know exactly what to do in these situations.
Well, listen, we've been here four times. It's as I said, it's going to be a fantastic contest against a really good Bath team, and we hope some of that experience that we've had will stand to us at some point. Only time will tell if that's the case.